Arnold set the wheels in motion for the Minter adoption of Margie, and then turned his attention to Jimmy Minter. Over a lunch table, he has told Jimmy just how much he knew of Jimmy's activities with Houston's black market ring. He assured Jimmy that some of the gang were still gunning for him because they believed Jimmy had informed about Houston's activities. It isn't true, Jack knows. He wants to help the boy, but he also realizes Jimmy is such a weakling that he can't be trusted. As they were talking, Jimmy suddenly spied his friend Harry Duffy across the room. Harry was introduced to Jack and the two girls and immediately tried to date Mert. Mert, with a plan in mind, told him she'd meet him after the show at the stage door. In just a moment, we'll bring you the next chapter of Mert and Marge. It's later the same day, before the evening show. Mert and Marge and Jack Arnold are approaching the stage entrance. As Marge says...
Oh, you haven't attended to much business today, Mr. Arnold. You spent practically the whole day with us. Took us to lunch, a picture, and then for that gorgeous steak dinner. Aren't you afraid you'll get talked about?
That would be a pleasure, Margie.
Oh, Myrtle Spear might compromise you, Jack. You know, she's the gal who's stolen the affections of Ray Hunt, the big stage director, from his true and loving wife.
Oh, but I'm not married, and I dare you to compromise me, Myrtle.
One scandal at a time, please.
Oh, that looks like Jimmy standing at the stage door.
Oh, it is Jimmy, and I told him to stay away from the theater.
Oh, folks.
Jimmy, didn't I tell you to keep close to your room? You're taking a lot of chances, boy.
Oh, I haven't seen Marge. Can I talk to you a minute over here, Marge?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy, what is it?
Well, could you let me have a few dollars? I haven't got a cent.
I saw Daddy give you some money just before he got on the train. Have you spent it already?
Yes, I had to get a few things. I'd ask Arnold for some, but I hate to do it.
Whatever you do, Jimmy Minter, please don't ever borrow money from Mr. Arnold. Here's $10. About all I have left until salary day.
Thanks, Mike. I'll make it go as far as possible.
Jimmy, you know I won't have anything but my salary from now on for quite a while.
What about all the dough you get each month through the mail?
I persuaded Daddy to use it to stock up his store again. Had an awful time trying to get him to accept it. Then only after I'd say it was just a loan.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. For the $10, that is. I'll pay it back soon.
Okay, Jimmy, I'd appreciate it.
Hey, Jimmy, you go on back to your rooming house and stay there. I'll phone you in a little while.
But you said at lunch today that I was to take Marge home after the show tonight.
I've decided to take her home, and I'll take very good care of her.
Oh, all right. Guess she doesn't like me anyway. I'll talk to you later, Mr. Arnold.
I'll phone you in about an hour.
Good night, Jimmy.
Night.
Night. Come on in a few minutes, Jack. We're quite early. We can go down to the lounging room. I want to talk to you about a couple of things.
All right, Myrtle. Come on, Margie. Lady first.
Oh, Jimmy sometimes makes me feel like anything but a lady.
Another touch, Margie?
Yes, Myrtle. Well, I'm going down to the dressing room. Had a lovely day, Mr. Arnold. Thanks very much.
It's all right, Margie. See you later.
Bye.
Gee, I don't see the doorman around. I better answer that. Wait a minute, Jack, will you please?
I'll not budge a step, Myrtle.
Hello? Well, this is Miss Spear talking. Oh, yes, Mr. Duffy. Well, then, Harry. Of course I haven't. You're coming to the show tonight, aren't you? Well, where are you going to sit? Well, I'll be looking at you. Oh, yes, just for you. Is that so? Well, where are you going to take me? Well, that's all right by me. I like those little places. Fine. Mm-hmm, it's a stage door. I'll hurry. Bye, Harry.
What's your game, Myrtle?
Come on downstairs, Jack. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, what did he say to you on the phone?
Well, he said he was coming to the show and would sit in the fourth row center. Wants me to give him a smile. Come on in here, Jack. We'll sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. Cigarette?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, go ahead about this Duffy fellow.
Well, I asked him where he's going to take me. He said he knew of a dandy little place.
Myrtle, are you actually going to meet this fellow and go out with him after the show?
I am, but not for diversion.
Oh, but I told Ray I'd look after you while he's away.
And you've done a very good job of it today, Jack. But I'm going out with Harry Duffy tonight for Margie's sake.
Huh? Well, what do you mean, Myrtle?
Oh, Jack, you're not kidding me. You know that Jimmy Minter's up to something. This Harry is Spike Duffy's brother.
Look, Myrtle, I'm not going to allow you to get mixed up with a fellow like Harry Duffy. Now, what's your idea anyway?
Well, it'll be something to take my mind off my other troubles. And I might be a great help to you, Jack. You've done a lot of things for me.
Oh, going to play lady detective, huh?
Well, I'm afraid there are some things that even an assistant district attorney overlooks, Jack. I think I can see through Jimmy better than you can. In the first place, he's gone for Margie in a big way.
Hmm. Well, what does Margie think about it?
She can't see Jimmy as anything but a brother. His attitude toward her really upsets her. Now, he'll keep forcing his attentions on her, and when he wakes up to the fact that she's giving him the brush, he'll use that as an excuse to fall back into his old ways. I can read him like a book.
Uh-huh. Well, I was willing to help him. I have work for him to do if I can depend on him. His coming up here before I sent for him is rather upset him.
Oh, he would have come up here anyway. What I'm afraid of is that he'll start his old game of chiseling money from Margie and making life miserable for her. That's what he was at the stage door for, to borrow money.
Oh. Well, have a talk with her, Myrtle, and tell her not to give him another cent.
I'm going to do that.
Now, where does this Harry Duffy fellow come in?
Well, Jimmy's been around with him since he got in town. In fact, he met him at the station and spent most of his first day with him. You can't tell me they aren't up to something, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Just how?
Well, I have this date with Harry Duffy tonight. We're going places, and he's going to tell me a lot of things. I'm going to make them fall hard for little Myrtle.
He's very good looking, Myrtle.
Well, that'll make it easier. I'll flatter him to death. That'll be point one. Then I'll tell him how clever I think he is, point two. I'll try to enter into his schemes, you see. May have to see that he gets a little tight before I can get any real information out of him.
Mm-hmm. And if all that fails?
Well, Helen of Troy didn't do so badly.
Yes, but she was a blonde.
Well, Cleopatra got her man. She was a redhead.
And so are you. I feel kind of sorry for that poor Duffy.
Well, who can tell? I might find him interesting.
Oh, by the way, have you heard from Ray since he left?
No, not a word.
I thought he'd be back today, but I haven't heard from him either. He'll probably phone as soon as he gets in.
Well, Jack, maybe for him it wasn't a lost weekend.
Well, I'll be getting along, Myrtle. I'll be in my apartment from 12 o'clock on tonight, and if I hear a cry for help over the phone, I'll know it's you, and I'll come immediately to you wherever you are and rescue you from this villain, Harry Duffy.
Don't worry. I can take care of myself.
Well, don't be too sure, Myrtle. Little girls like you start big wars, you know.
Well, I'll handle them all right. Night, Jack. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
Good night, Myrtle.
I'm
coming. Aren't any of the other girls here yet?
No, and I'm practically made up.
Why, half hour hasn't even been called yet.
Well, you certainly talked a long time to Mr. Arnold.
Well, he had some important things to discuss.
Myrtle,
hmm?
Are you really going out with that friend of Jimmy's tonight, that Harry Duffy?
Yes. Why, Margie?
I don't know why, but I just wish you wouldn't go. I have a queer feeling about it.
Oh, don't worry your little head, dear. I'll be all right. I'll handle him.
Is Jimmy going to call for me after the show?
Don't you want him to, Margie?
No, Myrtle. I don't know why, but well, there's something about him that makes me afraid of him.
Well, dear, Jack said he'd call for you.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
Come in!
Oh, good gracious, the Betsy. Just you two tapes in here?
Yeah.
I'd never have knocked three times if I'd known that.
Well, it's a good idea to knock at least once, Clarence. This is our sanctum, you know.
Sanctum? I've been popping into this chicken coop for years, and all at once I've got to go through a voodoo ritual. How come you're down here so early? What's the matter with you, Marge? You look as though you were in a positive tizzy.
Oh, I'm all right, Clarence. Just a little troubled about something.
Trouble? Trouble?
Mm-hmm.
You should have the cares and worries I have piled on my mind.
Yeah, but your mind comes to a point, and your worries slide off easily.
Listen, Kitty Cadenza, I'm in no mood for insults.
Well, go on out, will you, Clarence?
No, not until I've delivered a command, Nettie. Mert. Will you tell the rest of those Jezebels when they come in that immediately after the letter number, they're to bring the letter uniforms to the sewing room?
Sure.
The dry cleaner's picking them up during the first act, but we'll have them back tomorrow night. Well, I'm telling you, the costumes in this show look as though we've been doing one-nighters through the Ozark Mountains. And you know those Ozark hills.
All right, I'll tell them, Clarence.
Oh, and don't forget, yours and Marge's go, too.
Yes, Clarence, and go on out now. Can't you see Myrtle wants to get her street clothes off?
Oh, I almost forgot. Have you seen it? She's rather stunning, or she would be if she didn't wear such an atrocious ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could design something for her that would really do something for her.
Well, who are you talking about?
You mean you haven't seen her? Why, she and Mr. Hunt came in about 10 minutes ago, and she's up in his office, draped over an easy chair, as if she'd been camping there all her life. And I must say, she drapes very nicely, too.
Well, please don't keep us in suspense any longer. Who's up in Mr. Hunt's office?
Why, the madam herself, Mrs. Hunt, in the flesh.
Hunt has brought his wife to New York City, and she's up in his office. Will Mert meet her during the evening performance, or try to avoid her? Harry Duffy, the brother of Spike Duffy, the notorious racketeer from Chicago, is going to see Hayfield's Pleasures from the fourth row center, and Mert is determined to keep her date with him after the show. Don't miss the next exciting chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Thank you.